in Siman Shin Lamed Hey. We did Sif Aleph yesterday, and we did not finish Mishavur on that yet. We're in Sif Katan Gimel. So the case over here was that the barrel broke, and he's gathering up the liquid which is coming out of the barrel. So he can only save a limited amount for himself, the amount of 3 meals worth. And Varma Lacherim, he tells other people also they can go save. If they're saving for themselves, they have a limit. They can only save 3 meals worth. Like we said before, in Siman Shin Lamed Daled, there's a limitation of 3 meals for other people also. That also applies over here. There's a limitation about 3 meals for other people. Then he said that together with this concern of catching the liquid as it's coming out, you can't sort of pat down with your hands the oil, get the oil onto your hands and use your hands to gather the oil. Also, Mishabura says, Hainu gam kein mitam ze, that's also for this reason of its derech chol. Okay, liquid litzarif. He said that if, in the case where the barrel has a crack, which he doesn't have the same level of urgency, so we're not afraid he's going to forget himself and do something wrong, so he's allowed to save it either klita or tziruf. What is klita? What is tziruf? Okay, so din ze shayach l'kamon asif beiz kashidish b'rabrosh agag. Really, this
as if the barrel broke.
See, if the barrel broke open, we say the person is bohul and he's overwhelmed, and we're going to limit what he's allowed to do. But a case where the barrel just has a crack and it's dripping out, it doesn't have that same level of intensity and urgency because it's, you know, it's dripping slowly. It's not all coming out in one shot. So we're going to permit klita and siruf, which we say in Siv Beis, in a case where the barrel broke and it's high up and it's coming down, you can't do klita or tziruf. Klita is catching it in the air, and tziruf is putting the kli right next to the barrel to catch it right as soon as it comes out. But over here, in the case where the barrel is cracked, you can do you may do both of those. Din zashach l'kamon Siv Beis, k'shinish b'rosh agag. And once it says it, you're allowed to save. It also says you're allowed to save in many kelim. So klit is mutter, tziruf is mutter, many kelim is mutter, in a case where it's just a crack. Then some say that this is all only mechatzer lechatzer. This limit of 3 meals is going to the next chotzer, which there's an eruv. It's like you're traveling outside a little bit. So a person sees him traveling outside with a keli, he might go bring more keli in derech shus harab. But in a case where it's going within to a bias, so it never goes outside to an unroofed area, it doesn't remind a person of Shas Rabbim, so he's not going to make that mistake. So Mesil Mecholinyin, the Gam Gabi Leika, and Din Zem Muskim, the Taz says, by the case of the fire, not everybody agreed to it, so we're well, also the same issue. But his own personal chotzer, which has nobody else there, his own personal front yard, that for sure would be mut. Beis. So maybe kli. When you have to tell you, a lot of put a kli down on the ground to catch the liquid. And even though this kli will catch all of the liquid of the barrel, which is a large amount, that's mutter, because the kli said one kli is mutter. You can't catch it in the air. As it's coming off the roof. And you can't put a kli there right next to the edge of the roof. That's all of it's talking about many kelim, but if it's one keli, you're allowed to do klita and siruf. Ches, maybe kli. A large kli is mut, even if it holds a large amount, it's mut. As he goes to get more and more kelim, chashinan shishachshu. Shabbos, v'viyam gam ken derech shesarabim. Don't forget, and he'll carry it derech shesarabim. But again, this limit is the three-meal limit. However, we said before, you're allowed to use many kelim to catch your three meals. Even if you're doing it in the air of klita and siruv. So we have to send this halacha. So why are we supposed to klita and siruv? More than one keli is a problem of three meals, whether you're putting on the ground, you're putting in the air. So where does the klita and siruv come into the picture? The main point is the amount of keli, and the main point is more or less the three meals. Even though it's not klita mitziruf, it's on the ground. But if it's more than three meals, it's also mechana b'sev aleph. El the urch of the milson laka the chinderach lahatzel bekilu the mitziruf can't cause a sefer to sefer Shabbos. So the Tosefta Shabbos says that since they used to do it and that's how they would do it, that's why we mentioned that it's also. But the truth is, it's not limited. The issue is not limited only to that case. Okay, now. He says no, that klita b'siruf is more, is another level of involvement, and therefore that'll be usur even less than three meals worth. You can use many kelim to capture this amount, the three meals worth. Klita b'tziruv is also more than one keli, even though it's less than three meals. V'matzah b'kli echad. But however, klita b'tziruv is mutter and kli echad. I know mutter fili yosim shalom. So this kim lo yitziru, kim kli chad kli, sarcho shur Shabbos. The fact that he's only using one keli reminds him that it's Shabbos. Gimel. Now he has guests. So maybe kli acher, but you call it kli acher b'tzar, if you can do kli and siruv. But you have to have the guests already. You can't catch the liquid and then invite the guests. So in the average case where this thing is flowing out, it's going to be pretty, the time you get your guests is not going to make a difference. The case is basically more a case where there was guests already. You can't make a trick and invite guests who don't need to eat. That's the people who are going to eat. So he allowed you use the item which he caught. Yud Aleph, v'lo yarim. I'm going to Rama shikosav. That's Rama mutter le'arim as elachachila. The Rama holds you are allowed to be ma'arim to invite guests, which are not going to be eating. Racha yasim zimun arachim. You have to. The correct order is invite guests and then catch it. He went and caught it and then went and invited guests. So, but you're allowed to benefit from that item. After the also, but it sounds over here, if a person just went and gathered the liquid without any guests, but it's also. Now, b'hanu raka motzei Shabbos miyat. That's that. This itzer extends until motzei Shabbos, beginning of motzei Shabbos. Furthermore, even hoyer b'shagig shashagig b'din, he thought the halachas he's allowed to gather in the liquid. Oy. Sheshachar Shu Shabbos, or he forgot about Shabbos. Mutter lehonus miseh af b'Shabbos afilu loy b'choshken lecher. You're allowed to benefit from his actions. He is allowed to benefit from the actions, and other people are allowed to benefit from the action and use the item. Okay, now. Im Yosef is tirish megigas, shall end up. You have a container of with grapes in it, which have not been crushed yet. So liquid which comes out from the grapes before they've been crushed, it's considered mashim shizava, liquid which flew out of the pears on its own. And we pass in Mashim Shezav was also to use, because a Xer person might come to squeeze it. If the grapes have been crushed already, so the liquid, all liquid is coming out on its own, basically, can't do anything to hasten the process at that point in time. So squeezing it again wouldn't do anything. So there's no exeter, he might come to squeeze it. If he squeezes it, it's already crushed. But if it has not been crushed yet, he goes and squeezes it, he's doing malach deraisa. So Chazal asks for the liquid which comes out, because he might come to squeeze it. The Chomashim says, oh, now I have a problem. If I put a kli to catch that liquid, so that kli is full of muksa in that world. So it comes out that the kli will not be allowed to be moved. So Chazal refers to that as mevatel kli mechonei. So the liquid is osur. Vena rishoy losum kli tachta. You can't put a kli under it. Neshem mevatel mechonei. Can't put a kli under it to catch it, because that kli will no longer allowed to be moved. Which means you took a kli which beginning of Shabbos you're allowed to move. So it's muchan for movement all over the place, and now you're limiting its movement. That's Chazal said you can't do that. So Ketzad Yaseh. So what should he do? Chazal remarked that you could put in. So this thing is dripping out. It's flowing out. It flowed out. It's flowing out. So what do? You put in the room where it is, your bed or a table, and you have all this liquid, sticky, icky, gooey liquid flowing over there, and it becomes like a very irritating. He'd be like a graf sharei, which has our matthew to move. And therefore, so you have to put a kli there to catch it. And it's not called bitzakli mechonoi, because I'm allowed to move that kli, because it's a graf sharei. Because you smell that kli, but when that kli becomes full, you can't pour it into a different kli, because that second kli will be again bitzakli mechonoi. So you have to put a kli there to catch it. You pour it back into the container. Shimi will tell us mechonoi. That barrel where it came from is already also to move anyway. So that's not our problem. That we're being mevatel it from its muchanus. Because it's ready mevatel. Okay. You'd give more. What? The original Gigas has this liquid in there which you can't use, because remember, it was a container of grapes, which liquid is flowing. So that liquid which flows is also is muksa, it's mashim shizavu. So the container of the grapes already has that liquid in there. So adding more liquid is not going to make it any more mevotel. Yud Gimel. Yosu the Tirish Meagigas. Marsha Gigas lo nisak lagamri. Al ova tiftiv. It's coming out drip by drip, and it's not coming out of the, you know, a large amount at one time. She's not in a bowl. He's not, again, he's not in a state where he's overwhelmed. Kaliel b'shagol. Okay, Mishabur Yud Gimel. So you're saving it over here by putting a kli under it. And we're saying, well, the problem is when you put the kli to save it, the liquid that it's catching is also, it's muksa. You're probably being moved out to the kli. Why are you allowed to put a kli there? You have the problem, we have the lacha before that you can't do that because you're bald. The answer is, over here there wasn't behilus. You can't put a kli there to catch because the person is bohol and he's bohol. Chazal made more things osters, so he shouldn't lose himself. Yeah. Gabriel, where you see where you are? Okay. Yudal. So the case was that you have this container which has grapes which have not been crushed. So since they've not been crushed, shadala nidruchu. The nidruchu, if the grapes have been crushed already, l'hoyim mashka shadala b'chlal mashin sezobu. Chazal made a gzeira kol mashin sezobu, that the liquid which comes out on its own, by if a person would be allowed to use it, he might come to squeeze it. And that's the nisa d'raisa. But if it's been crushed already from before Shabbos, squeezing it is not called the malach of the rice. So the liquid which comes out is not called mashin shizob. Simin shinchav siv beis. If it's been crushed prior, it doesn't have the issue of mashin shizob. Okay. So now, but over here it has not been crushed beforehand, so the liquid which comes out is awesome. And when you put the kli underneath it to catch it, what you're ending up is a problem of that this kli, which is now has muksa liquid in it, can't be moved. So that's called bitul kli mechonah. Because also that's called you're taking an usable item, the kli, making it unusable. You can't move it anymore. So that's like breaking a kli. Mamshad Rashi says it's like breaking a kli. Mamshad Rashi says it's like attaching the kli to the ground. It's like burna. So it's either seisa or burna. So in a rishon you're not allowed to do that because neishem avat le mechonah. He says, okay, there's another solution. Put water in the kli under the drip. As the wine drips in, the loch is it's bottle as it comes in. If it comes in, if it doesn't come in as a flow, it comes in drop by drop. Each drop as it comes in is bottle. Even at the end, there's more iser than heter. There's more wine, which is mashin shazov, than water. Less than bo. So when it comes to bitla by wine, as it drips in, we say over there that each one, as it comes in, is bottle. And once the bottle, it's not mitzarif together with the. There's no issue of time over there. Was issue was time. Issue just was the mitzias of what is the item. So the issue is what is the mitzias of the item. It's bottle already, so it's not relevant whether it doesn't reassert itself as iser. Where's it going on? So yeah, I move my bed in. Now this thing is dripping, and it's going to make a mess on the floor. So then I'm allowed to put a kli to catch that. If you can't put a kli under the drip, then it's in drafsha rei lechadchila, because you're not supposed to go lechadchila and make this situation called grafsha rei. Hachashor mishum pseida kavshakosu b'shimin shinches sif lamazayin. But grafsha rei is more to make in a case where it's going to cause the potential for loss. So, the classic case of Groucho Ray was the actual chamber pot that they used to take out the person would relieve themselves, the commode. But Chazal extended that concept to anything which the people find revolting and disgusting. But you're not supposed to set yourself up for a situation of Groucho Ray l'chadchila if you can avoid it. So one example of that which you have is mentioned in the ladies' shir, is one of the terem for taking off the bones. If bones get to a point where there's really nothing really edible on them, so the bones become muksa unless there are dogs in the neighborhood which people would feed these type of items to. We have items which are not really edible to dogs or to animals that people keep, nutshells, whatever it is. So they're muksa. So what can you do? One of the various different heterium, what you're allowed to do, when you're allowed to do it. But one of them is if it gets to the point where you find it very disgusting, you're allowed to move it because of Groucho Ray. So, but if that's the heter, don't make a graf l'chadchila. If I have an option of avoiding that situation, so I'm spitting out watermelon seeds onto my plate. So eventually, you have this pile of watermelon seeds that's pretty disgusting. So you're allowed to take it away. Right now, I'm sitting in the kitchen Shabbos afternoon eating watermelon right next to the garbage can. Instead of spitting on the plate, I can spit straight directly to the garbage. I'm not allowed to make a graf l'chadchila on the table. If I can avoid it. We're saying over here in a case where there's pseda, so over here we're creating the subterfuge is you're going to move into that room, and eventually this gooey wine dropping onto the dirt floor and making this mixture of this wine mud, you're going to find sickening. So now it bothers you a lot to move a kli to stop it, to prevent the graf l'chadchila. So you put a kli there to catch it. But why you ought to move in the l'chadchila? You weren't in the room of Chachila. You're moving your table to spend the rest of the Shabbos there to get to the point where it bothers you, to the point you're allowed to do something. So the teretz is because here was a case of loss because I was matzil to do that
the Chachila. What loss of the wine?
Loss of the wine. Over here, there was the wine which is flowing out before it's crushed. Okay, hey. It's a new case of we're no longer dealing with the. So we dealt with the case where the wine, the container broke. Then we discussed what the law is, what you're allowed to do to catch it, etc. Now we dealt with a case where it's flowing out of the barrel. It didn't break; it's just flowing out. But they're dealing with wine which has not been grapes which have not been crushed yet. But before we're talking about wine, if there's any wine that's been wine before Shabbos, there's no muksa issues, etc. Okay, now, hey, this is a new case, also a case of loss, but a new scenario. Nisazel peris bechotzer. Person's various different types of fruits, whatever it is, which he had gathered, spread out all over the chotzer. Echad hena bechad hena, in all different directions. So now, it's like ulder lechol, to go and gather all of it together. That's like, very weak type of thing, gathering all of the fruits in, etc. Now, there is a malacha d'oraisa of ma'amir. Ma'amir is making after they would reap the grain, they make it into the bundles. It's called ma'amir. Making omrim, an omer, a bundle. So, and that malacha is any place, the place where the item grows, gathering it together and making a unit out of it, a bundle out of it, a pile out of it, is malacha d'oraisa. But over here, already did that. Already had its emer. The Chazal said that emer only applies in the place where it grows. So in the orchard where these fruits grew, let's say for argument's sake, apples. So a person would go around and gather all the apples, which have fallen down on the ground. So even they've fallen before Shabbos, there's no muksa problems, etc. So malach of the rice is to gather the apples. That's the place where they grew. This is the area where they grew. Once you gather them already, you made them into a bushel, then they spread again, no problem. It's not the process of gathering them from their growth. But, Chazal asked it, because it's an uvda rechol, it's a weekday type of an activity, running all over the place. See if they just fall down in one spot, they just basically say that it's not the issue. You want to pick them up and put them back. And they've spread out all over the place. So Malakan Mahatva, you're allowed to gather a little bit and eat it. Well, you don't sell a salable and sell a cooper. You can't put it into a container. If you fell in one spot, so basically just its container broke and it fell straight down and stayed there. So loch is nice and fill of you can put it into a basket. If it fell into the dirt and the pebbles, which are in the chotzer, you're allowed to take one at a time and eat them. You can't put it into any container because there you have a burrow problem. Once it gets mixed into the dirt, you have a burrow problem, so taking it from the bad, but you have to do it for immediate use, not to put it into a container, to put it away for later. Yud Zayin Echad Hena. That's running all over the place to gather together. That's like Uvda Dechol, a week to have activity. You gather them together, put them into the basket. Mashayin came to Kshelav Mokamecha, it falls in one place, straight down, so you don't have the Uvda Dechol situation. But if you're picking it up from the ground, so it's always a little chol. It's cleaning it off, etc. Even if it's in one place, it's going to be a problem. Even you plan to use it right away, because if you're not using it right away, you have bigger problems. You have a burrow problem. I'm picking up I had a container of nuts. The nuts falls onto the ground, and now between the dirt and the dust and the pebbles are my nuts. So I'm taking out the nuts, good from the bad, for immediate use. If it's not immediate use, so that's even taking good from bad, but not for immediate use. I have a problem with burrow deraisa. I'm picking out the nuts from amongst the dirt and the pebbles.
So just the fact that the nuts are on the ground. That's
what's
considered a mixture?
No, I mean, it was a mixture. It's not like there's a cost of.
No, I'm saying. But realistically, the nuts on the dirt is a mixture. That's why, I mean, if there's no mixture, it's not Borer.
Correct.
It doesn't apply.
So it's landing on a hard earthen floor, which there's no dust there. That's not what we're worried about.
Or that grass.
But if it gets, it gets, there's a case over here there was sorus and there's afruyas, so you have your little pebbles and you have your afruyas, it's like the little pieces of dirt. So some nuts definitely won't mix in.
Is the Ma'amar in the Mishkan, was Borer Mishkan what happened in the Mishkan with Ma'amar?
Well, that's machlekes in Bavli and Yerushalmi, what you learn out. All of this, it's part of Seder, Seder HaPas. It's one of the first 11 malachos, which are called part of Seder HaPas. Right? So you have the plowing, and you have the planting, so one of them is Ma'amir. So where do you have Ma'amir in the Mishkan? So the Bavli learns you have Ma'amir in the Mishkan. They used to prepare the samanim, the different herbs for the dyes that they would use in the Mishkan. And those were plants which grew. So you had the process of plowing and planting and reaping and gathering them together in bundles, etc. The Yerushalmi says that the source is actually from the lechem aponim. That to make the lechem aponim, you needed flour. So obviously, again, the process of planting, plowing, etc. In other words, the Balbi says we're looking for something which is part of the act of building the Mishkan. And the Shalmi says it's part of the act of using the Mishkan, plus is referring to. But what is even the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is we don't learn Lamas as Malachas, but all the different things which are done in the Shas Avoda. Specifically, Lechem Aponim, the Pasuk stresses, in other words, most of the Kabbalists, the different things, it talks about making a Mishkan, making his Bechas, etc. It talks about bringing Kabbalists, it talks about later on. Over here, as it talks about the shulchan, it says, "And you put on the shulchan the lechem and put in the fanai to meet." It mentions it as part of the process of making it, of building the mishkan. Yerkes, if it fell into the service, you can take out one by one and eat them. So it's not uvda d'chol in that situation.
They all fell up from the tree in their place. So
that'd still be a problem. That'd still be a problem. That'd be the rice.
So what was the case that we said was Moser, where they're all in like one pile?
You've gathered them already, and then they fell. So there's no problem of emer anymore. You've gathered them already.
You've gathered them what, into a basket?
Into a basket,
and then the basket fell over?
The basket fell over, the basket broke.
Okay.
Shoz malakat echeb echeb echeb. You can't put it to the side of the kupa. I'm very gro, the high echeb badafka, what it means, that means you must eat it. Valkana filo sechekeb ksusagam can also eat them. So he said like this. He contrasts two possibilities, eating it and putting it into a basket. I mean, there's a third possibility, holding it in your lap. Right? So what's the main point? The problem is the basket is also, the problem is that eating it is mutter. So the main thing is that eating it is mutter. Same thing which is not eating it is also. So why are we mentioning baskets? It's not the baskets. Keeping them in your hand would be a problem. Right? If it's not eating, just putting it into your hand would be a problem. So he said, yeah, but normally the place you'd put them was a basket. That just was the nature of the thing. That was where it usually ended up. So that's why we gave the moshul with the basket. It's lav dafka. Okay, let's start Shin Lamed Vav. Maybe get through the... Okay. The loch is of dealing with growing things on Shabbos, walking on the grass, going up the trees, etc. Aleph, in Erlin Be'ilon, person cannot climb a tree. Ben Lach, whether it's a fresh tree, Ben Yabish, whether it's a tree which is dried out, so it's a withered tree. So there's no, it's not no longer alive. Okay. Ben Nitlin Boy, literally means to hang on. Hang on, it means getting support from it, which Shmuel points out. Any situation of support is a problem. The truth is, you can't use anything which is mechubar lekarka. Anything above three tefachim off of the ground, you cannot use it to use it. You can't. Means you can't sit on it. You can't hang something on it. You can't use it anyway. The person, while he will go up in the tree, he might take something off and use them for some purpose. The person went up. So b'shogeg, if he forgot it was a Shabbos, or he thought it was mutter to do that, and now he finds out that that's wrong. So with the labor, he'll come down. B'mezid. The person went up in the tree, b'mezid, and then said, you know, he felt bad what he did. He says, wait, what do I do now? The answer is, also later, you stay there the rest of Shabbos. If the person went up before Shabbos, it means the act of going up was not the Isser, so then a person is allowed to come down. Even if he went there, you know, being aware that he's going to be stuck with this problem on Shabbos. The Hani Mili says, no. The only time you're allowed to come down on Shabbos is when you went up before Shabbos and you plan to come down. And then something happened. So, okay, there's no kenas over there. So the guy planned originally the chatchila to come down on Shabbos. We say, excuse me, sir, you can't do that. Well, he says, stay there. He planned to be there, b'isr, so the law is he cannot come down. So that's the second opinion. This is talking about a person going up on the tree. So we say, if it was b'shogeg, you could take it off. If a person put a chevetz there from before Shabbos, so the person we felt maybe a need to be more meikel was b'shogeg, or according to the first opinion, if he went there even b'mezid before Shabbos, we let him come down. It's hard for the person to stay the whole Shabbos. But a kli. Also, let them eat Shom b'Shabbos. You put it there before Shabbos, you can't take it off on Shabbos. We say, well, I was planning to take it off beforehand, I was a good boy, I don't care. Chazal said, you can't take it off. Chol Zabilim b'Kriyotze, but it's talking about trees. Avokonim harachim, soft reeds. Kiyarak, like vegetables. So, Mutli Shamash b'Hem, Avishim b'Kubar b'Lakarka, then Isser l'Shamash b'Yarak. So, the Chazal did not make this Isser. The same way, because also you're allowed to walk on grass, well, I'm going to establish the grass, so Yerokas Have a din of the Chazal de Nasser. They said, "Ein Misham Shemil, not Ein Misham Shem Yerokas." Let's hold it here.